Farooq, it's all over. India bowled out for 166, England winning by an innings and 54 runs. Where do you want to start with that?
No passion at all. No pride, no passion, gutless performance. You know, absolutely embarrassing. Those are the words that I can even, you know, just rattle off straight away. As an Indian, I'm embarrassed that, you know, my countrymen can give up such a pathetic display. There was no fight at all. You know, from the moment we made a mistake in the first place by electing to bat on a green top wicket, shows that they're being advised wrongly. I would blame the coach, Mr. Duncan Fletcher, there. Isn't he advising the players, or, you know, Dhoni and Guy, don't know the conditions in England, but Duncan Fletcher surely knows. Surely he should have pointed them in the right direction. But unfortunately, you know, I don't know whether he did and they didn't listen to him, or, you know, which I doubt very much. But it was a pathetic, embarrassing display by the Indian cricket team.
And I suppose what makes it worse is that Stuart Broad wasn't even bowling. James Anderson
wasn't even bowling.
That makes it look
even worse. Moeen Ali, I don't know how the hell he gets. How many wickets did he get? Six again? Five?
Yeah, four again. He's got, you know...
Four again.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't have a doosra in his armoury. You know, he doesn't have a... Oh. You know, he just bowls straight balls. And if we can't play an off-spinner like him in Bombay, in every club, on every maidan, they'll have an off-spinner of the quality of Moeen Ali. Believe me. And if they can't play him on a flat wicket, there was nothing in the wicket at all. It was beautiful for batting. You know? So, the mind boggles. It was embarrassing.
I mean, we spoke quite early on in this test, Farooq, and you actually called it. You said this could be 3 or 4 day humiliation for India. I mean,
absolutely,
that wouldn't
I said
give
that.
Any pleasure, but
I said that from day one.
You saw it coming.
You know, India made a wrong decision on the first morning, and I knew it was going to be a 4 day. I didn't think India were that bad. You know, it was humiliating. You know, they should hang their heads in shame. Kohli, who's a great player, very, I have the highest regard for him as a player, just hasn't clicked. And Dhoni is wicket-keeping. Gosh, the run-out that he missed and the stumping that he missed, you know, this is club-standard wicket-keeping. Standing back to a spinner and having a second wicket-keeper at Lord's, you're completely mind-boggling, you know, mind-baffling. But what do you do? They're all multi-millionaires. And I call them prima donnas to a certain extent, you know.
I want to get your thoughts on Dhoni, Farooq, because we've got a lot of people sort of saying to us, well, is it now time to think about his future in the team? Is it time to groom a new captain? Are we
well,
going
I,
to the end
I,
of the Dhoni
I never
era?
Would have thought so. But who have you got? Kohli. Kohli's the only man in the wings. You know, there's no Gautam Gambhir. You can't afford him. He's just, you know, he's just making a comeback. And who else is there? Dhoni is there, but he's just got to learn. I mean, you know, he's lucky there's no one looking over his shoulder. As a keeper, he's just going down and down, you know, and what can he say? I mean, you know, I don't want to be too critical of the lad because I'm very fond of him. But you can be very fond of someone, but you can criticise them in a sensible way, which I'm doing.
And finally, Frank, have you ever been involved in a game where a team's lost 9 wickets after tea? I mean, that's where it obviously turned around today.
No, it was embarrassing. I walked out of the ground after a while when they were 8 down. I said, enough is enough. When there was a run out, can you imagine having a run out? They're trying to save a game. We did the same thing at Southampton, trying to take 2 runs when there was only 1 run. You're trying to save a game. The forecast is dreadful for tomorrow. You know, there's thunderstorms. Big birds are coming our way. And that could easily flood the ground for a couple of days, you know. And the game could have been a draw. But there was no passion, no fight at all, unfortunately.